Pro Savings Days are back at Lowe's. MyLowe's Pro Rewards members save even more with limited-time doorbuster deals. Save $5 on 24-count Contractor's Choice 42-gallon trash bags, now just $14.78. Plus, get your choice select DeWalt Elite Series saw blades for $9.98. Not a Pro Rewards member? Join for free today at Lowe's. Valid through 9/17. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Some days call for working up a sweat, working on your passion, and endless action. Ditch the glitch with Liquid IV's new Energy Multiplier Sugar-Free. Refreshing flavors like strawberry kiwi and blackberry lemonade. Scientifically formulated to support physical energy, hydration, focus, mood, and social stamina. Liquid IV's new Energy Multiplier Sugar-Free. Hydrating energy. Tap the banner to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. When your computer breaks, you don't wait for it to magically start working again. You fix the problem. So why wait to hire the people your company desperately needs? Use Indeed Sponsored Jobs to hire top talent fast. And even better, you only pay for results. There's no need to wait. Speed up your hiring with a $75 sponsored job credit at Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a reason Chevy trucks are known for their dependability, because they show up no matter the weather, push forward no matter the terrain, and deliver. That's why Chevrolet has earned more dependability awards for trucks than any other brand in 2025, according to J.D. Power. Because in every Chevy truck, like every Chevy driver, dependability comes standard. Visit Chevy.com to learn more. Chevrolet received the highest total number of awards among all the trucks in the J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Vehicle Dependability Study. Awards based on 2022 models. Newer models may be shown. Visit jdpower.com/awards for more details. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
Hi, this is Tony Ruggiero here on The Tour Coach. If you're looking to get better at coaching, teaching, or playing the game of golf, you're in the right spot. I'm about to take you behind the scenes, inside the ropes, with all of the people I meet on my journey in the game of golf that are here to shed some experiences and shed some information that's going to help your journey improve and get better. Get ready. Let's go. Let's get better.
We're rolling. Ryan Webb, Wayne Flint, Batman and Robin.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
PGA Show 2025.
Nice to see you.
Yeah. Thanks. What'd you learn in 2024, Drano?
Well, just 2024 for me was get back on my feet. I was, injured in 2023 and couldn't really work for 4 or 5 months. So 2024 was kind of a makeup. I was trying to catch back up and, get back in touch with all my students, all my clients, and so it was a big catch up year for me. I worked really hard, spring, summer, fall, and all the way into the winter. So
feel like you're back?
Yeah, I mean, I'm back.
Hey, here we go, Batman. Batman's back.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, Robin.
What I learned in 2024? God, I think 2024 was a great year. What was the final year where I really started to cement of like what I really knew, what I wanted to do as far as teaching. And how I learned of like how the progression needs to go into teaching. So like that was my big breakthrough.
System or
more about the process of like how things need to go and the order of how things need to go. And then instead of trying to get like, as opposed to like a super technical aspect, it was more like simplifying things. And then I started to learn like if you take a simple process, then you can get to those pieces where you want to get a little more technical in the longer run. If that makes sense.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
It's
a lot.
Right up your alley,
yeah. Right up my alley.
And I mean, like, I'm still kind of new to the scene. So, like, I mean, obviously, when you're new to the scene, you want to come in and make a big splash. And obviously, when you try to make a big splash, you kind of reflect on things and you realize like how simple it actually needs to be.
Yep.
But if you try to get too fancy too early, you're doing everybody a disservice, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, it's just like make things simple. Let's create a process and let's just drive down the road. So that was my big thing I learned in 2020.
That's something that I think is important. I mean, I've always tried to, to clean up my presentation, clean up everything that I do to my client, for my client, because I want them to walk in and be able to understand what I'm trying to get done. I want to get my message to them as clearly and as concisely as I can. And I, I think that is something we all do forever, just try to get our message better, get our message. We want to be more knowledgeable. Obviously, we're always trying to learn. and you know, and then deliver that to the client as simply and as concisely as we can, and push them down the road to better golf. I mean, so I think we're always all trying to do that. And you know, when I was hurt, I had a lot of time to sit back and reflect on how to do that better. You know, so I think that's great.
Absolutely,
a good thing to be trying to give to our clients.
At Sierra, discover great deals on top brand workout gear like high quality walking shoes, which might lead to another discovery.
40,000 steps, baby. Who's on top now, Karen?
You've taken the office step challenge a step too far. Don't worry, though. Sierra also has yoga gear. It might be a good place to find your zen. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin at 16 weeks. And most of those people maintain skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILLY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Checking off the boxes on your to-do list is a great feeling. And when it comes to checking off coverage, a State Farm agent can help you choose an option that's right for you. Whether you prefer talking in person, on the phone, or using the award-winning app, it's nice knowing you have help finding coverage that best fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So, I think it can be not easy, because I'm terrible at it. Like, introspection, reflection, kind of figuring that out. I am very bad at it. But one of the things I know I'm even worse at is figuring out what my players need more of. Because right. I think if you can kind of solve that puzzle, then it answers your own question.
Absolutely.
Right.
So what are some puzzle pieces that your students need?
Well, you know, I mean, I've got a young man that's really a really good player. He's a tour school quality player. And, you know, we've dealt with – he had a meniscus or – torn labrum in his right hip, his trail hip. And so we've dealt with 6 months of rehab on that. And then we dealt with really trying to get ready to go to tour school in two and a half months. Well, we all know getting ready to go to tour school in 2 months is kind of an impossibility, right? He played well, shot well under par, but didn't get through, right? It's so hard nowadays. And so, you know, we've since that has happened, we've sat down, you know, after that, and we put a really good plan together. And, you know, I asked him, you know, what his plans were. And he said, well, I'm not going to do what we did last year again. I'm not going to push the cart before the horse. He said, I'm going to get myself back healthy. I'm going to listen to my rehab people. And I'm going to get ready to be ready to play in 2025. So, that was great for me to hear, because, you know, we're always trying to push our players to get there as quick as they can get there. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you got to take a step back and you got to reevaluate some things and get them ready to do it on the right time frame.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and it's kind of like I'm in the same boat too. It's like I'm starting with some pretty high level juniors, and you know, everything's not just about technicalities or being certain places. Like, I work with one kid that I think is a really high level kid, and I'm trying to teach him how to control his emotions. And it's just trying to teach them to be disciplined, and we can't get too high, we can't get too low, and we can't get, we just can't get too far ahead of ourselves. Yeah. He's still a kid, he's an 11-year-old kid, but like trying to teach these kids how to control their emotions, I mean, it's a hard thing, but it's something that needs to be learned. And I mean, I think that
falls under the, you know, we're constantly refining how we do it and how we approach our students and learning more about our students. And, you know, I mean, it's you know, having a good young, medium, middle-aged, whatever, good players, you've got to constantly be refining how they take the information. And that's why we have to take our information and get it as refined as we can get it to give them good information so that they can take it without anxiety or without tension or things like that that, you know, can make it hard to control your emotions. Mm-hmm. So, you know, all that, that's a great big circle, right? I mean, who knows what comes first, chicken or the egg? I mean, those things all go together a lot. And, you know, I think we all find out more about ourselves and more about our students the further we dig into this, right?
Yeah.
Find out what you don't know and go try to figure out how to learn more and know what you don't know.
Webb, what's one thing you're going to leave behind in 2024?
What I'm going to leave behind in 2024, I think I'm going to stop getting so, like I said, like get back to basics, create a process, stop being so technical, worried about like sagittal plane and getting too technical in that aspect. Just keep it to basics, keep a process going. And I think I'll leave all that behind. I mean, I think it's great to have conversations with you that we can talk in technicalities and stuff like that, and Wayne too as well. But like when I'm talking to my students, I need to keep it simple. And I think what I'll leave behind for 2024 moving into 2025 is just coming with a simpler approach.
Drano,
I love that.
What are you leaving behind in 2024?
Hopefully a leg that doesn't want to work anymore.
A bum
left knee. That's right. Trying to get that left knee stronger where I can walk up and down hills again and things like that, you know, and maybe someday be able to get back and play a little golf. You know, I want to do that, but I want to continue to be busy. I want to stay active and I want to stay after it. I have no plans on sitting back and not doing this. I enjoy it too much. And I enjoy my clients. I enjoy the young people that I teach and I enjoy all of them. You know, I mean, I just got done doing a golf school at Sarasota with Connor for a couple days and you know, everybody was middle aged to upper age and we had a ball. I mean, other than the fact it rained a little too much on us, but you know, we gave good clear information and people took it. They all got better. You know, I enjoy every step of it. You know, I don't want to be known as just the guy who teaches great players. I don't want to be known as the guy that teaches just beginners. I want to teach everybody. And you know, I think that like you're talking about, Ryan, is the simpler we can make our process, it's the same thing for everybody. The golf swing's a golf swing, and how we inform each individual person for their idiosyncrasies is really what makes it all go together. So, you know, I'm going to leave behind all the stuff that didn't work and try to refine the stuff and get better at the stuff that did work, you know?
That's good. Any parting shots?
No, thank you so much for having me. I love seeing you guys. Love
Batman
and Robin. The Dew Sweepers. Batman and Robin, always doing work.
All right, boys, thanks for sitting.
Thank you so much.